Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Come on in, take a seat, pour a drink, pass one to me. Freckle foodie and friends, talk about life's odds and ends. Throw away your hesitations, have unfiltered conversations. If you've got an ear to lend, here's Freckle Foodie and Friends.
Look at my heels. Curls.
Oh, you did. How did it go?
Not well.
Oh.
Because, like, this side of my hair fell out.
So it's just straight.
And then this side
was,
like,
the light. Oh. It looks really cute in ponytail.
I know.
Did you think you had to use it with my
You know
hair?
What? I do.
Okay.
No, but you know what? The reason I had it with my wet hair.
Mm-hmm.
Was because I swear on the box, it says with wet or dry hair. Like, I think people do that.
I've never seen it done. I'm sure it's possible, but, like, that's just such a long process. Like,
I think you sleep in them wet.
Oh, I don't like sleeping with wet hair, though.
Oh, I sleep with wet hair. Whenever I shower. 99% of the time I shower at, like, 8 p.m. and I get in bed with wet hair.
No, like soaking wet hair.
It's not soaking.
Well,
it's wet.
It probably is.
It's wet.
You go to the bed. You get in the shower, get ready for bed, get in bed.
Correct.
That doesn't like hurt your neck. Like,
hurt my neck.
Yeah. When I wake up,
the fuck are you talking about?
When I sleep with wet hair, I get like kinks in my neck.
Okay. Well,
because it's cold.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, 99% of the time I sleep with wet hair. So this
that
was me actively showering in the middle of the day, being like, I'll shower in the middle of the day. So,
so you'll try it.
I can try these freaking heatless wave things. And because then I was like going to the city last night, whatever. And it did not work. I'll tell you that much.
So when did you do it? With dry
last
hair?
Last night. Last night.
You brought
with
dry it to
hair,
the city.
I brought it to the city.
Got it.
I freaking wrapped myself. I feel like I look like Martha Washington. Uh-huh. Like in the, is that her name? Like
sure.
The pool thing. You know when you're in the pool and you used to flip your hair?
Yeah, but I thought that was just George.
No, I think it's the white.
No, because they had the curl. They have the fake hair.
Okay. Anyway.
Moving on.
I feel like that's what I looked like.
Yes.
I looked ridiculous. Like, it was really hard for me to be tagging Bobby Brown in the...
Yeah, I'm sure they loved that.
No, I mean, like, her. Not only Jones Rude. I was tagging her because, like, I'm trying to get her on the pod.
Yeah, that's a really good way to do
she
it,
She responded, and I was like...
She responded?
Yeah. And then I was like, I wish I hadn't done this in these things.
Yeah.
But whatever.
No, but people are doing it. The only thing... I haven't tried it, but the only thing that I'm not understanding is what does the back of your head look like with that? Because if it's just your pieces, yeah, like you're splitting it in half and yeah, rolling it around. So then like when you take it out, is your whole back of your head just like a circle and then the curls? You know what I mean?
I don't know. My issue is that I think my hair is too short now. Because when I was doing it last night with dry hair, like my layers were coming out. So as I just showed you, like front on one side is just still straight because it had fallen out overnight.
Yeah. Maybe you just get like a curling iron.
You know, I really thought I have a curling iron. Don't know how to work it because of that. Like, you know, you got to open it. No,
you got to get.
I thought I had one of those wands. I thought you gave me one.
Maybe it's in Princeton because I know I did.
Know. All right. Well, we got to figure it out.
But I really like the T3 wand.
Okay, we'll link it in the show notes.
T3, maybe.
No brands reached out about sending me stuff. I'm sorry.
I got nothing. I got nothing. So all
right, we have a lot to recap. I want to. Can we go back and talk about Cedar Lakes for a second? Because mm-hmm.
The best ever.
It's the best place in the entire world.
I know. It really is. I love it so much. Just so relaxing and
magical,
like, homey, and they're just the best. Staff ever.
No, truly the hospitality. And I know we're like, I know I'm treated like.
Okay, but like me.
Yes.
Like an outsider has not gotten married there. Obviously, not really an outsider because I'm your sister, but like, it's just insane.
It's
like
insane.
Them opening up the treehouse for us.
Did they? When?
For the guys.
When?
Saturday night.
Oh, I didn't know that. No,
they texted the number and they were like,
oh my God.
They were like, can we go to use the treehouse, which is like where they had the after party. And it's a gorgeous room.
Yeah,
with
it's
like
very
a bar.
Different than what it was when we had our after party.
And they were like, it's basically like a cabin, but like with couches and everything. And they said they texted and they're like, oh, can we go to the treehouse? And they were like, oh, well, it's closed, but we can open it up for you. Like, but there's no bar. And they're like, oh, no worries. Any chance we can get some beer? And they said, Tyler said that one of the workers just came with like carrying a bunch of beers for them.
No, they're, it's not
it's
normal.
Crazy.
And I just want to do a little plug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, A, there is a code. I forget what said code is. Oh. We'll put it in the show notes. But a lot of you booked, which like makes me so happy.
That's awesome.
But I have a call with them today about we're potentially try and put something together for some moms in the FF fam. So stay tuned because
there could be
something really fun and it could be the start of something really cool.
Like a little retreat?
Yeah.
Would I be invited if I'm not a mom?
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, you could.
But like then Maddie would go and then I'm just like.
You know, there's a way to.
Okay.
I just, you know. I really just want our kids to be the same age.
Well, then
well, you
have
know
a
what?
Third.
Now I am.
Oh
no, I haven't. Yeah, my friends are gonna kill me.
No,
literally,
you actually are.
Yeah, I really want a third. Like in my head, I've already started planning of when I want to get pregnant. Joe's gonna be listening to us, being like, "Bitch, we haven't even decided."
Yeah,
yet.
Literally, here, like telling what your podcast. The fuck?
I wait, have. This
I'm like about to cry right
me
now.
Where I'm like, no, I know that there's a third child in our family.
Okay, see. I knew this was going to happen because before you got pregnant, just in general, I was like, I cannot imagine having kids and then having one pop out and your children being as fucking cute as they are, being like,
we're done here.
What would the third one look like? What would the fourth
one
look like?
Well, okay, no.
I know you're not going to have four.
After the third.
But I'm just saying, like,
snip, snip.
Isn't it so crazy that, like, there's like, it, not
I just can't
infinite,
explain
like,
it. It's not you, that I don't feel.
Like, what would, if you had a bunch of kids, like, what would they all look
no,
like?
No, like, I wish.
How crazy would that be?
It's not that I feel, like, I do feel like our family's not complete. I feel very, very, very happy with our family.
Yeah.
But I do lately, there's just this
thing
where I'm like,
grew up with
I know there's a third in our family.
Yeah.
And I also think 0 to 1 really shook me mm-hmm. in a way that 1 to 2 didn't. 1 to 2 has been humbling. Mm-hmm. 0 to 1 rocked me. And I feel like I'm just kind of, you know, the chaos is already here.
Exactly.
I don't know. So,
okay, well, this could be good for our
kids.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I kind of want to like bang it out because I want to be.
Well, you know, if you want 2 kids, if you want we'll your see. Kids we'll the see. Same age. Wait, then they would all be.
What?
If you they're all 2 years apart, then they're all in college together.
That's not how that works, honey.
Well,
four. That was so dismissive. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what the honey. Fuck? When I'm right.
Well, no, because.
What, they're 2.5 years?
Yeah, I mean, already I think they're, I think my 2 right now will be 3 grades apart because of their birthdays.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Well, honestly, I guess they're not too.
I cannot figure out like
it would have
the
to be,
grades and yeah. birthdays. Oh, that whole thing is like overwhelming to me.
Okay, so but still, well, just wait a little bit longer.
All right, we'll see.
So then it could be like even if you did, you're not going to have a child right now, mm-hmm. and then I would still need to get married, have a little bit of time, get pregnant, have a child, but it could be like 2 years apart.
Yeah, it could be close.
And what if it's a girl.
Okay, so this is the only reason why I'm already dreading the, oh, are you trying for a girl?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm absolutely not. First of all, you can't fucking do it. Like, yeah. That's not how the world works unless you're doing IVF.
Yeah.
And you can choose. But like, also, statistically speaking, if you already have 2 of 1 sex, there's such a high percentage that the 3rd will be the same sex.
Yeah.
That's what everyone says to me. I don't actually know the statistics, but I say statistically speaking because it sounds smarter. And also, I would be so happy with 3 boys. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really not like, I want a 3rd because I want a girl.
No. Especially 3, like, at that point, it's just like 3 of the same.
Oh my God, could you imagine how fun that would be?
That's so fun.
I mean, it's us.
Growing up with 3 girls, it's like you almost want that. But
yeah, it's us.
Either way, it would be amazing because then a girl with 2 older brothers.
So cool.
The best. And then 3 boys, also the best.
Also the best. So, no matter what, you win. Okay.
I just selfishly want.
I know, niece, I know.
But fair. I would be really happy with another nephew.
Yeah. I know it's a little bit ridiculous that now we have like days for everything, but I learned that last week on March 7th, it was National Cereal Day. So you better freaking believe I poured myself a huge bowl of Magic Spoon and enjoyed this wonderful day for one of my favorite foods. Growing up, I loved cereal, and especially in college, I had it every single morning. Like without fail, every morning I had cereal for breakfast. And as an adult, I just kind of like let go of that love for some reason. But now having a kid, it's been brought back into my life and I have found cereal that we all love and feel good eating. Magic Spoon is my favorite because it has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories a serving. It is high protein, which is huge for me, especially in the morning, has 0 grams of sugar, which again, great for the morning, but especially for me to be feeding our child. And if you're gluten-free, grain-free, or soy-free, it'll fit those dietary restrictions as well. They have a variety pack. The 4 flavors are the cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Let me tell you, they're all delicious, but I've said this time and time again, the peanut butter and the cocoa mixed together, slice up some bananas in there, dream breakfast. One of you tagged me in an Instagram story the other day being like, just got my Magic Spoon delivery because I trust Cameron Rogers. A, thank you so much. But B, I responded being like, oh my God, you got to do the cocoa and peanut butter combo. And you were like, please, already did it. Already love it. It is that freaking good. Go to magicspoon.com/foodie to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code foodie at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high protein cereal at magicspoon.com/foodie and use the code foodie to save $5 off. The other day I was meeting with someone and they had on the cutest black silk maxi skirt. And I was like, I absolutely need that. She had it with these like Adidas Samba sneakers, a white t-shirt, and this like gray cashmere sweater thrown over her shoulders. And immediately I wanted to copy the exact look. So I went home and I did my little Googling and I was like, okay, where can I find a cute silk black maxi skirt? And you know what I found? The best offer on one of my favorite websites, Quince. They have an 100% washable silk maxi skirt for under $80. And yeah, washable, because if you're like me
and you have kids staining absolutely everything, you need to be able to wash everything in your closet. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry. Quince creates timeless classics that never go out of style, items that you'll have in your closet forever, which makes putting together an outfit way easier. Plus, if you're someone who's looking to build a capsule wardrobe, they have all of your must-haves. The best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/Cameron for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Cameron to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Cameron.
I feel like I need to say that you were right about the dress. But
thank you.
With that being said, I did get a lot of messages that were like, wait, no, I love it.
Well, I think it's like...
It was too big on me.
We're talking about the red dress.
Yes, yes.
Well...
Oh, sorry.
People don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The red dress that she posted on her stories. She sent it to me. And I was just like, it's not that I don't like the dress. It's just so not you that I was almost...
To be totally fair, Jess picked it out.
Okay, it's so Jess. Like, that's the least shocking thing ever. Because if I saw Jess in that, I'd be like, yes, that's so you.
Okay.
I, like, it's not me. I just, it's so not
But it
you.
Kind of reminded me of the Zimmerman dress that I've worn like 10,000 times. The blue
yeah.
one. But to
me,
is literally what I feel like the best in.
I love that dress on you. But to me, it's so girly, I think. And I don't think that you're.
I don't know if I think it's girly. It feels like high fashion.
Well, that, yes.
Which I'm not. But I will say I am trying to lean a little bit into a girly side sometimes. Uh-huh.
No, I just don't. It was just something, like, it just wasn't you.
Okay. Well, Megan.
I also didn't really like the dress.
Our sitter.
In general.
Okay, I still love the dress.
Okay.
I just thought the bottom was a little too much. And it was too big on me. And Megan,
the fabric
was so uncomfortable. That was my reason. But Megan was like, wait, why don't we custom make something like this for your next, like, whatever you have? I have nothing, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, one day.
You should.
Yes. And this goes into also something I've been thinking about.
Custom.
Do you feel like, as a society, but as yourself, we've lost our own, like, point of view?
Like, everyone's trying to do the same thing?
Yeah. Or I forget if they talked about this on Giggly Squad or... That show with Benny Drama, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Ride?
Ride, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, I don't know him. Like
He's so funny.
I listened to their show a few times and I think it's funny.
I just watched the clips on TikTok because I'm not a podcast listener.
Lucy has not listened to any of the episodes that she's been on. Did you listen to Carly's episode?
No, I told you, okay, I'm going to listen to it tomorrow. I can't listen to it at work.
Okay, fair.
Because I'm going to be crying. I've been fair. In the office. So I'm saving it for when I'm packing for my trip.
Okay. I just...
But I don't listen to podcasts and Kami gets really mad at me. Like, I can't... Especially can't listen to any ones that I'm on.
Okay. But anyway, one of those
any
episodes...
Any of the ones that I'm on. As if like, frequenting.
Every single Dear Media podcast. No, but I was listening to... I forget which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying... Were they even saying this? Now am I making this up in my head? Whatever. One of them said POV in the sense of like they hate how the videos, like if it's like POV, you're a girl, whatever,
sure.
Like the TikToks.
Yes.
But that's not actually POV. Like POV of me being a mom in the city would be like a video of my child from my eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like it's not a point of view.
Yes.
Like
we've
you're
just like misused that
yeah.
term. But then it got me thinking about a point of view. And I feel like, personally, I'm so easily persuaded lately.
Mm.
Or like, I'll be looking at someone's page who I like the way they look in a certain outfit. But then I'll like order these clothes or I want to order these clothes or I want to do something. And then if I get them, I'm like, this is not me. Like, they don't look good on me. I don't like it on me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've lost.
Interesting.
Even like on topics, I just don't even want to get heated with people. So then I'm just like,
I think it's just. Are you meaning like we're losing our like individualistic
yes
properties
because like. We're just like constantly fucking consuming other people's opinions or
that I
things that they like or whatever. Where then I'm like, what do I like?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm the person.
Yeah.
Like, what do I want?
I do agree with that. I feel like I've become less, not opinionated, but just like thoughts and views of it's just there's so much content being
too much content
shoved down our throats. And I am heavily addicted to TikTok.
You're such a consumer.
So I literally am just consuming TikTok my entire day. That I get what you're saying.
But how are you able to consume TikTok? This is like a genuine question. How are you able to consume TikTok and leave being like, I feel good?
Yeah, I don't. It's just so entertaining to me.
And parts of TikTok are entertaining to me. But then other parts, and I don't know if it's because I do this, mm-hmm. where then my head goes to like, well, oh, should I be doing something like that? Or like,
yeah, but that's because it's your job.
Yeah, but I think other people not feel comparative.
Yeah, I don't get that comparative really with anything that I'm watching.
Do you ever get
TikTok.
Jealous of people? Like you're a case study.
I know, literally.
No, I'm so serious. Like, I would love to live in your brain for a day.
I don't know if I get jealous of like, maybe like the way somebody looks. I see a girl and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my God, she's stunning. Like but not like, it's like a fleeting thought. Mm-hmm. But I also am, I think that I'm very privileged and like have a happy life. So I'm like, what?
Well, of course.
I'm not to say that like you can't be jealous, but I don't know. It's like a quick thought.
Okay. Now, in that line, this is not at all, but I did have a note.
Oh, God.
A comment on here. When's the last time you think you worked out?
Oh, I saw you put Lucy working out in the note. And I was like, oh, God, what was she going to say? I don't know.
Weeks, months.
Months. Like, are you talking a long walk on the West Side Highway? Like, I've done that more recently,
that
but I know that I ran a mile
at
the beach.
Because you wanted to prove that you could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because basically, I grew up playing lacrosse and playing sports, played lacrosse in college, was doing like lift workouts, fully comfortable in the gym. And then I quit lacrosse junior year, didn't really work out. And then after college, I just like did not work out. Like here and there would do SoulCycle or like Peloton, did like a Pilates class with you, but like... Once.
Okay, but does your body ever crave? That's what I think shocks
I think it would be really nice to get in the habit of working out. I also think my body, like for my health, I should be working out.
For your health, you should move.
Like I fully understand that. There is just something in me that I am like, I think about working out and I physically can't do it. Like Tyler and I were like, okay, let's. So dumb. We're going on vacation. Mm-hmm. And Tyler was like, it's not dumb. Tyler has run a few marathons. And so he really enjoys running. But if he doesn't have a marathon that he's training for, he doesn't really run as much. Mm-hmm. So he was like, okay, I want to try to run every day for like a week and a half leading up to our vacation. And I was like, okay, great.
What, like to shred for the beach?
Yeah.
Tyler.
Like as if a week and a half of running.
I mean, in a man's world, it
but
does work.
That's true. But he also, he really more likes to give himself like a target and a goal. So
he's
that
very goal-oriented.
Yes. Like that's why he signed up for a marathon because he was like, I'm not going to work out unless I have a goal. Mm-hmm. Very similar to me where like if somebody's not telling me and I'm not being forced to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
So he did that. And I was like, oh, okay. Like maybe I'll work out too. No, I didn't. And I haven't. And I know it's really bad.
It's not. I'm not saying.
No, but health-wise,
it's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about, I was talking to my friend who also does not work out about this. And we were like thinking about like carrying a child.
Wait, I was talking about this with Chloe last night.
And I was like, that's not going to be good.
It's heavy. Heavy. I will say the physicality of motherhood was something I was not expecting. Mm-hmm.
But I still think I'm really strong.
I don't think you're weak, but it's more, I meant more of like the getting up, getting down, moving around, like that kind of thing. I just am like,
I also will say,
my brain would go insane.
I also will say, I think because of genetics, I don't need to work out for the look of my body.
Well, that's vain. I love you,
100%.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I mm-hmm. think that's also a reason that I don't, because I'm not gaining weight. I'm not, you know, like
genetically, but I think health wise, it's for not sure. good.
No, I think health wise, I absolutely need to. And it's something that I really want to try to do, but I'm like, I just am so, I don't know if it's like laziness. I don't know.
Part of me is like, is it because, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I think it's because I've grown up my whole life being told what to do. Lacrosse practices, trainings, like,
mom,
like, Kimmy.
Go run sprints.
No, when I, in college, over the summer, I did not work out. I think I've said this on the podcast maybe before, but mom would force me to go on a run and I would literally go sit on the beach and just spray myself with the hose to make it look like I sweat and come back and be like, okay, went on like a 6 mile run. And
no one
I just
you were running 6 miles,
did not.
Way.
Or okay. like go do sprints. But
that's
but I did not work
do you
out
think people
the
grew
entire
up like this?
Summer. And then I would go and I
And
would
pass
the Maryland
I mean, that's
test.
Crazy. You, oh my God, I almost.
Like, that is insane to
I
me.
I drove by, there's a new turf in our town. Like, they just rebuilt this, like, community center.
Yeah.
And I actually think I want to go try the Maryland test.
Oh my God.
I have I not feel ran like you... in. I used to do it during COVID.
Yeah.
Was it COVID? Yeah, because I was living in Princeton. I did it a few times. And
it's
the
horrible.
Maryland test is 5 200s, 10 100s, 20 50s sprints with like active recovery jogging,
and it's like a crazy time.
Yeah, but we used to have to pass it for school to be like cleared
for
to
lacrosse.
Play. For lacrosse, yes. But I had a feeling it was yesterday. I was driving by turf and I was like, I wonder if I could do it.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about that. This also brings me to something.
But I do want to start doing Kara.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's crazy about it is I pay for it and I don't do it. I signed up for it.
Dumb.
I signed up. So it's like, what's going to get me to do it?
I'm sorry. I can add you to the chat with Mom and Maddie where we like send each other links of classes we like.
Okay, maybe.
I was thinking about this and this just sparked my memory because of like the running, like fake running and spraying themselves. I never did that. But I was Mom would be like, go do your sprint, like whatever.
Yeah, and you would actually do it.
Can you think about the fact that like the Linville, what did we call it?
Linville Olympics?
No, there was a name for it, and that was not it. The Linville...
I thought it was.
Invitational.
The Linville Invitational. Oh, my God.
Okay, I was thinking about this. Like, you know, people are like, oh, I grew up in a competitive family.
Yeah, but, like, I could see you and Joe doing that.
No, I have changed...
Joe?
No. Joe's competitive in other ways. Joe would not, like, implement that.
Okay.
He's someone that, like, if we're sitting on the beach, he's like, who wants to play football? Like,
Come on,
He's got that like antsiness.
But yes, that was.
I did catch myself, I have to say, in Hilton Head. We were all on the beach and I did draw a line in the sand. And I said, Liam, do you want to race daddy? But it was more.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's also like he's 2.5 years
right.
old.
Right. Like it was like funny.
Yeah.
Not funny, but we were just looking for things to fucking on the beach.
Yeah.
We were playing soccer.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we were like.
Invitational when I think about this. And people are like, oh, I come from a competitive family. Or I wonder like why I'm competitive. The fact that we used to have a full-blown like Olympics.
Yes.
When we would go on vacation.
It's crazy.
There would be sprints. There would be, I remember like sit-ups, push-ups, like this whole thing. We have a picture in Tuscany, Italy.
Let me see if I can try to find it.
I will post it on my stories the day this episode releases. There is a photo of us on a fucking track in Tuscany, Italy.
It's
and I don't think I ever realized how crazy that was until now I'm older. And I'm like
how did they what you want to do on vacation? Let's go find a track.
Why didn't we go to a track? Why?
No, that's
it's
so,
my favorite picture ever of you.
Let me see if I can. Oh, I found it.
No, I can't. Like, were you fucking, dad also had hair at this age?
My haircut?
Oh my God, my sambas.
That's hilarious.
Okay, I will post this on my stories.
Wait, I need zoom in on me.
This is so the best fucking picture of Lucy in the entire world. The
two fingers.
Whoop.
I'm so young.
Maddie's feet are so big. They're literally the size of dad's. Look at her sneakers. Okay.
Oh my God, dad does have hair.
I know, I didn't know that. But I just sometimes I'm like, what was happening?
You're like so serious.
I'm in board shorts and a sports bra, I think, and sambas.
But yeah, like, why is that what they chose to do?
Like, how do we even find a track in Tuscany?
Yeah, I really just don't get it.
I don't get it either. But it's something that's very interesting to me, I think, now as a parent, when it comes to competition.
Sure.
Like, yeah, it's yeah. like, yeah, if you want to play sports, but
just how big of it we made yeah. it growing up,
or they made it.
Something I have actively been trying to do that I've talked a lot about on here is getting more protein in the morning, like first thing with my breakfast. It's one of my quote unquote wellness goals, but something that I just think helps me feel so much better throughout the day. The way that I'm doing that is with slide off the pan, easily made eggs and some breakfast sausage, all cooked up in my caraway frying pan. This pan is the star of our kitchen. I am not kidding. We use it for every single meal, every single day. We switched to caraway cookware when we moved into our new house, and I will never go back to anything else. Caraway's non-stick kitchenware makes cooking a breeze and cleanup easier than ever. Their high-quality ceramic-coated kitchenware is free of PTFE, lead, and other toxic materials, and they come in the most beautiful colorway options. You guys know our kitchen is like the full blue cabinet look, and I leaned all the way the F in and got the navy set, and I love it so much. It is out on our like stovetop at all times, because why would I put it away when it looks so beautiful? Plus, I am obsessed with their storage. Like, their Tupperwares are so awesome. I always am using them if I'm trying to meal prep for the week, which like rarely happens, but every once in a while I get this like kick to make dinners for the week, and I love myself so much more the next day when I do it. And when I do, they're always going in the caraway storage. Visit carawayhome.com/Cameron to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/Cameron or use code Cameron at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. It makes sense. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat. Both need to be replaced to prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips that result from dehydration, which is less common, and low electrolytes, which is more common. Most people only replace the water because since the 1940s, we've been told to drink 8 glasses of water per day, thirsty or not. Drinking beyond thirst actually isn't a good idea. Thirst is the way our bodies regulate blood volume and fluid balance. And when you need more fluids, you get thirsty. And when you drink plain water beyond thirst, it actually dilutes blood electrolytes. Levels, especially sodium levels, and can lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, and more. Unfortunately, since low sodium symptoms mimic dehydration symptoms, people often get confused and end up drinking more water. And this just exacerbates the problem. The solution isn't to stop drinking water, it's just to drink water plus electrolytes, which is why I love Element. It has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients to hold you back. Element has your electrolyte needs covered. With 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium, it contains enough electrolytes to move the needle toward each of those electrolyte goals. You are also guaranteed to find an Element flavor you love. Try the fan favorites like mine, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with the mango chili, or mix chocolate salt into your morning coffee for a mean mocha. Go to drinkelement.com/Cameron to get a free sample pack with any purchase.
Okay. There's two things you put on here if you want to take over. And then I have a few other things.
I don't really know if I need to talk about them.
Why'd you put in office?
Because I'm going into the office and it's a lot.
Are you fucking kidding? That's it. That's the bit. I can't
just like
you.
I'm going into the office 3 days a week, and that's new for me. And that was really all
I've always been
say.
Doing that.
2 days. Now it's the third.
Oh man.
Yeah. I just really like working from home. Anyway, that was all. That's why I said I don't think I need to talk about it.
I mean, I do think about the fact that I don't know how I used to live the life I lived. It's just so different.
Exactly. Like that is insane to me.
I think about the fact that I used to like be up at 4:30, like get to the gym by 5. Like the 5 a.m. berries.
No,
that's fucking literally not. I do wonder what that is like, if that culture still exists of girls who are doing the like 5 a.m. class. Mm-hmm. Like that was such a specific moment in time where we were like all doing the 5 a.m. workout classes. Getting ready in the locker room at the studio. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very girlhood. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was like, Yeah, all these strangers. All,
that's true. But I do feel like now people working from home, it's just such a, like, go whenever workout.
I know. But,
also feeling, some people are in 5 days a week.
Yes. But that feeling of, like, the post 5 a.m., 5:30 workout class of everyone, like, rushing to the showers, putting on their makeup. You're, yeah, like, borrowing someone from something from a stranger because, uh-huh, you forgot something. Everyone's blow-drying their hair. Like, you're looking around being like, what are the outfits? Like, what do people wear to the office? And then you all, like, scatter off, mm-hmm, in my case, to the different sales and trainings, yeah, programs.
What a life.
What a fucking life. With that, talking about girlhood, I was thinking about this. Like, I love girlhood, mm-hmm, and group chats.
Yeah.
With my... Like, it, nothing makes me happier than a group chat full of girls.
Mm-hmm. It is the best.
Like, the laughter, the giggles.
Mm-hmm. It's just, like, so heartwarming and fun.
It makes me, I just feel so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I forget what, like, there was one, I think I have a picture of me, like, hysterically crying at our chat after I had that story of, yes, someone saying ridiculous, yeah, things at a dinner party I was at.
Yes.
Like, the
that
banter.
That was so funny.
That has me.
When we all were just like, what the actual fuck is going
what
on?
What the actual fuck was going on?
Yeah.
But that banter has me so happy.
It's the best.
And so high on
and
life.
So, like,
and
giggly.
Just, like, I fucking love being a girl.
I know. It's the best. It really, like, is.
Girlhood rules. Speaking of girlhood, it's interesting.
Yes.
I'm doing really good at the bridges. I'm not going to lie. Of all of our points.
You go, girl.
Like, I'm just connecting, mm-hmm, the fucking dots. Do you use the word girlfriend?
Oh, I saw you. So Kami and I have a shared notes app.
That Lucy adds nothing to?
Yeah. Well, you know, she adds a lot. So I'm just like, okay, cool. Clearly, my additions are not welcomed. But I get, like, a notification when she edits it. And so sometimes I'll look and I'll try to guess what it is.
Okay.
And it was like, girlfriend in quotes and ma'am in quotes. Mm-hmm.
Two separate things, but yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, they're shockingly not related.
Who called her girlfriend and she was weirded out by it or was like, liked it?
That's not how it went.
Well, I'm trying to think.
No, I know, I know.
Okay, so when you say, do you use the word or the term girlfriend, are you talking, hey, girlfriend? Or are you talking my girlfriend?
My girlfriend. Hey, girlfriend.
That's because that's what I thought somebody said to you and you were like,
what? No, but you know what I do say? I say, hey, girly pop.
Oh.
Why do I say that?
Okay.
I say it all the time on the phone. If
Yeah, you do.
If people you're answer, like, hey, girly pop.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
If I'm telling a story, I'll probably say my friend or, like, my best friend. One of my best friends.
Oh, Joe would hate you.
I know he would.
He's like, you say everyone's best friend.
You can't have that many best friends.
Okay.
Do you use the word girlfriend?
I guess, like, evidently. Well, you know I say evidently a lot.
Yes.
No. Evidently, I do use the, well, yeah, I use the word girlfriend, but I kind of thought that was normal. But I've been realizing in my TikToks, a TikTok-y, that one, I said something like, I was like, get ready with me. I'm going out to dinner with my girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. And some person commented, be like, not me, thinking you're coming out. And at first I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? And it had all these, like, rainbow emojis. So I knew what she was saying, but I was like, what do you even mean?
Yeah, like, am I coming out right now? Like, what have I done?
I was like, did I do something? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then I rewatched it and I was like, oh.
No, I sometimes, like, I'll see a get ready with me and it's like, get ready to go out with my girlfriend. And I do immediately assume that they mean actual girlfriend.
Interesting.
I never watch that and think.
A friend. Okay, well, then I did another one that was, like, going through, I'm doing a series where I'm, like, rating baby products. Mm-hmm. Not reading, but, like, reviewing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I packed up all of these because I'm giving them to my girlfriend who's about to give birth. Lizzie's getting them all.
Yeah.
And someone commented being like, I love that you call your friend's girlfriend because my mom did that and it makes me happy. And I'm like, do we not do that?
I'm trying to think if I do. I don't think I do. I think I say just friend. But I do like that.
I don't know why I do it, but we're doing it.
Yeah.
The ma'am was...
You were called ma'am.
I sure was.
Mm.
We were at the wedding.
Oh.
This past weekend. So yeah. We were in the South.
Okay. Oh.
Low country.
Cut it. Easy.
But I don't think he was Southern.
No, but they're going to do that.
No, but I think, like, he was a guest.
Oh.
At the wedding. It wasn't like someone you meant who like, worked there.
Yeah, no, I thought you were talking about like they're giving your food and it's like, here you go, ma'am. I was like, that's,
we're in line for the bar and I think like maybe he like kind of turned and bumped into me. He was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. And I go, ma'am. Oh, yeah.
No. Can't be. He probably was so embarrassed.
No, we had great banter.
Great bounce.
He was like probably our age. I mean, the bride and groom were like, I mean, our age. I'm not your age. But in between us,
I would assume.
He kind of bumped into me and then goes, oh, sorry, ma'am. I think that's what happened. Whatever, you call me ma'am. And I go, ma'am? And he goes, I'm sorry, m'lady. No. And I go, my lord. It was very Jimmer vibes, like Joe's best friend, Naylor. No. So like we had fun with it.
Sorry, m'lady.
M'lady. But I was like, why did you call me ma'am?
They love him. Yeah, maybe he like didn't see you at first and then just
in my dress that you also hated. I know.
Yeah, okay. I did not like that dress.
I know. I can't decide if I liked it either. But honestly, I just didn't care.
It did remind me of your prom dress.
You said you look like a high schooler going to homecoming.
I also stand by that.
What homecoming are you even talking about?
Like, okay, do you know that people have homecoming and they don't dress up like we did? People have people's homecomings like you get dressed up like fancy for.
No, I did not know that.
Our homecoming, we had themes.
We did?
Yeah. It was like in the jungle. And we all dressed up as like, and the seniors would be like jungle animals. So the seniors had like a fun theme. And then everyone else dressed up as like plants. Or okay, like jungle plants.
When I was in high school.
Like a palm, not a palm tree. Like that. You don't, yes it did, Kaylee. It did. You didn't dress up like formal.
We didn't formal.
But people... Some homecomings, I think, are formal.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what you were giving me in that dress. But it was also giving your prom dress.
I actually hated that junior prom dress. And I'm going to pull up a picture.
Oh, I loved it at the time.
You looked it too. Like five.
Well, I thought you looked, you were my cool big sister.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. But my major problem is that the straps
were
in the center of the cup.
Well, you know what?
Well, I'm just telling people.
I'm not even saying like I loved it, quite honestly.
But you didn't have a choice. You had
and
to wear it.
No one really complimented me on it. Like no stranger came up to me at the wedding. I was like, oh my God, I love your dress. Like I do to so many people.
I did see one comment on your TikTok.
Return it. Hate it. Yeah. I mean,
somebody,
people are savage. I don't
somebody
care.
Was like, I absolutely hate that dress. Yeah. And I was going to comment.
Me too.
And be like me on my burner account.
Fuck off.
But then somebody commented back and was like, standing up for you. Yeah, that one. It's the same shape. The straps are different, but it's the same like tight boob and then flowy.
Like, I can't.
But somebody commented back on that and was like.
That side part.
Side part pony.
Oh my God, the bangle. Wait, hold on.
That is a thick bangle. See, that doesn't that dress though, like, it is kind of like that.
No. I know. The people, look, you know what? No, someone, okay, I do have thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Many thoughts. Mm-hmm. Did I love the dress? No.
Yeah.
But I wore it to the wedding. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm over it.
And that's fine.
Will I probably wear it again? Probably now because I spent money on it. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I posted a video in like these jeans and sneakers. Some person was not having it and commented being like, what is up with these baggy jeans and dad sneakers? Like, it's so ugly. I hate this trend, whatever. I don't think I even responded. I think like Bobby, the formula, because I tagged them in the hat.
No, they got your back?
Responded being like, love this cute fit or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the woman's like, it's not cute in all caps. And I just want to remind people that like, it doesn't matter if it's not cute to you.
100%.
If the person who's wearing it thinks it's cute, then it's fucking cute.
Yeah. Or like, they're not asking for your opinion.
Right.
To be fair, the dresses, you were asking
I
opinions.
And that's why I'm not offended.
But
when
if you're posting,
say they hated it.
If you're posting just like an outfit TikTok and somebody's just like, that's fucking ugly. Like, first of all, who the fuck are you to say that? Second of all, why do you care?
But like, could you imagine walking up? This is what I think about. Whenever I get like a hate comment, the way that I take it in stride is that I laugh about it because I envision these people coming up to me in person being like, fucking hate you so much. You make me so angry. Like, Your yeah. look is so horrific. That is so yeah. ugly. Imagine doing that to a person on the street.
And they would never.
Never.
Like, that's what's so crazy. I just can't fathom. I'm not like a TikTok commenter. The only TikTok comments I'll make is if I like somebody's something.
I love commenting on TikToks. Hyping up. I'm never like, yeah.
Well, yeah. But you're also like, you have an account. I get what you mean. Like, you yeah. could do that. I'm not. Sometimes I'll do it, but most of my comments are like, oh, where's your shirt from? Where's your jeans from?
I would love if I clicked on comments on the video and I saw you being like, yeah. where's your shirt from?
But I'm nice. I'm like, love it. So you look so good. Yeah. Where's your shirt from? I can't fathom commenting something rude on somebody's TikTok that's no. just making a TikTok. Like, if they're saying something, some crazy shit, fine. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do it, but like, if it's whatever. If they're just posing an outfit video, like, what the fuck?
It's so funny to me. Like, because I've been doing this for years now, like, it is funny to me yeah. because it's just like, that's crazy.
Sometimes I'll think it, and that's well, fine. Duh. You don't need to post
Send
that.
It to your friends.
Yeah.
Send like, it to your friends. That's my other thought. I'm always like, it makes me actually sad because I'm like, do you not have people to talk shit with?
Yeah.
Jess sent me a study that said that something, hold on, if something like gossiping is actually good for your health. Or talking shit?
Does that mean you're going to start talking shit again? Cammie is going through a phase where she's anti-talking shit.
No, I'm not going to talk shit again, but...
That's my favorite thing to do.
Well, I think there's like...
To an extent.
It's I think there's...
And there's certain things that you can talk shit about, and then there's certain things that you shouldn't talk shit about.
Agreed. For me, it's also just like, I don't know. It never makes me feel good. And I feel like whenever I talk shit about someone
something happens.
And it comes back to bite me in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I have been on a skincare journey lately. Now that I'm like no longer pregnant or breastfeeding, I'm trying to figure out like the best skincare for my skin and what makes me feel the most confident. And I have been loving OneSkin. Founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity, OneSkin proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their topical supplements make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without all the extra steps. The secret, OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. I've been using their OS1 eye topical supplement and absolutely loving it. This eye cream is designed to cater to the delicate eye area, providing targeted care and addressing the signs of aging where they matter most. Treating the symptoms rather than the root causes of aging has long been the norm. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just the surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. Leveraging their in-house cutting-edge R&D platform, OneSkin was able to measure the efficacy of age reversal molecules in their lab by staining skin samples in the lab for senescent cells and analyzing changes to the skin's genetic data before and after exposure to the OS1 peptide. OneSkin scientists found that the OS1 peptide reverses skin's biological age by reducing the number of senescent cells by up to 50%. OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root cause of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code Cameron at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code Cameron. After you purchase, they may ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. Two things I am constantly prioritizing and encouraging everyone else to as well are my mental health and physical health. For me, this starts with my morning routine. I am prioritizing my mental health by having some very necessary alone and quiet time before taking on my day, and simultaneously prioritizing my physical health while including nutritional supplements like AG1. If you're a longtime listener, you know that I've been drinking AG1 for over 5 years now. When I started drinking AG1 daily, I noticed I had increased energy first thing in the morning and that it helped with my digestion throughout the day. As a creature of habit, it is absolutely my preferred method to start my day. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Because I am recommending AG1 to anyone with ears, I love seeing my friends and family also get hooked and join the daily AG1 train. I obviously am a huge fan of the company, but my husband is truly their number one supporter. Without fail, he is making his glass of AG1 every single morning, first thing when he comes downstairs before starting his workout. He feels it helps him feel more energetic in the morning and that he's getting the nutrients his body craves first thing, which is a true win-win. AG1 is a supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/FFF. That's drinkag1.com/FFF to check it out.
But on the note of talking about shit, another great
segue
is, I talked about this with my therapist yesterday. Oh, two therapy things I want to talk about.
Okay.
Where I said, I almost feel like I've lost my backbone. Because I want people to like me so much. And I think it's tied into the job of like, you do have to be liked in a sense. It's like, literally, like, how many likes am I going to get on this? Yeah. You know what I mean? But I feel like I've almost like let things slide so much where I'm like, at what point do I get to stand up for myself? And yes, to the bullies. But also like, I had a very wild occurrence happen recently. I don't think I can share like intimate details. I have to tell you off mic because I actually have not told you this. But someone said some fighting words to my face. And I was just kind of like, what? Like, huh?
Rando?
Not a rando. Not a close friend. An acquaintance. And I just kind of stood there and took it in stride. Because like, what was I going to do? Like,
wait, what?
I'm not picking a...
Like, yeah.
Also, she was drunk, so, like, I think that played into it.
Okay.
But it had me thinking, like, have I just lost my backbone? And my therapist said no. My therapist said, like, you just were choosing to realize, like, that was not the place to, like...
Yeah. Sometimes you got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
Also, if it's somebody, like, I think it totally depends. I mean, I don't know what happened, so you have to tell me. But I think it depends on, like, the setting. There's a time and a place. And also, if you want to give it your energy. And...
Yeah.
I don't think that that's you not having a backbone.
Okay.
I'll have to hear what she said and see if I...
They were fighting words.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was wild. A wild experience. I kind of was like, I wish College Cam could enter the chat for like a minute.
Can you say it and then we'll cut it and then I can save it?
Okay.
Okay, we're back in. I just heard... She just told me what she said. I would be so caught off guard at that. I wouldn't even know what to say. Like, how do you, you can't.
Right? It's not something that you can, like, engage with.
No, it's not. It's just, like, the craziest thing. Mm-hmm. You can't really, I don't even know what you would say.
Okay. So you agree.
Yeah.
But it also had me thinking about another instance. I would just be like,
whoa, what? Like, haha. That's something that you, like, unfortunately have to laugh off because what the fuck are you going to say? Like, that is so uncalled for.
Okay. Well, the other therapy thing was... Do you feel like you filter your thoughts? Like, do you think that there's a filter when you think something before it comes out of your mouth?
Like, do I think before I speak?
Like, do you ever have thoughts that just simply stay in your head?
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
What do you mean?
No. This is another thing I'm going to have to tell you.
You don't say everything you think.
I did not something so great recently.
Oh, God.
So I just feel like I need to work on that. I told my therapist the situation, which I just don't feel comfortable sharing on here because it's not really, whatever, it's not my story. Well, it is my story, but it's not. And.
Yeah, like you said something you shouldn't have. We're not going to say it again.
Yeah. Basically, I said something I shouldn't have.
Well, maybe the girl also that said those fighting words was like, whoa, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. But my therapist asked me, she's like, does this happen often? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, honestly, yes. I leave situations very often and I'm like, why did I say that?
No, that happens to me too. But
mine will be in a reaction where I'm like, sometimes I feel like sometimes I say stuff like to mom or to you or Maddie where like it's not even nice. And then I'm like, why did I say that?
Yeah. When you said, that's not how it works, honey.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this. Yeah. No, but I get what you're saying. Like, sometimes things just come out. I think that's common with everyone where you're just like, fuck, why did I just say that?
My therapist wants me to work on it because I don't know how often it's part of. I think it's my ADHD of just like, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
like,
I think you're also
happening in my brain.
You're also explaining things. I thought you were talking about like, you'll just be sitting on the couch, you have a thought, you say it out loud.
You're explaining mm-hmm. situations where it's off the cuff, like immediate, just your gut reaction to say that. And yeah. I think that's way more common where you're just like, whoa, oh, why did I say that? And it's not that it's like a crazy bad thing, but you're just like, oh, like that was
sometimes
unnecessary.
It gets me in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. You know, you win some, you lose some.
I lost that one.
Yeah.
I definitely lost that one. The last thing, two things. Two things. Do you watch TikTok on 2x speed?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you feel like we've completely lost?
It's so depressing. No, it's actually horrible.
My attention span is so bad.
Okay, let's go. Like, if it's too long of a video, I'll skip through or just like pass it.
Like,
I'm like, next.
I catch myself holding down to do 2x speed on Instagram stories.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch. I can't watch Instagram stories.
Really?
Because I'm like, oh, God, okay.
Well, how come you're always DMing me then to mine?
Why watch yours?
Oh, thank you.
But you don't watch other ones.
No one hypes me up like mom.
Yeah.
That girl. She responded to one the other day that was like, I posted a photo of like Joe had made our toddler's lunch and like put out two pieces of cake for us to eat. Mm-hmm. And she's like, go Cam, go Joe, !!
No, I think her favorite thing to do is watch her Instagram stories.
And then I posted during my makeup, I was saying that there was a cat outside. And she goes, is the cat in your bathroom?
No. Straight like, cat in your bathroom. What?
Oh no, God. I agree. I think her favorite thing is to watch my Instagram stories.
She loves it. She gets
mad at me the week that I take off of Instagram that I'm spending with her.
Yeah.
I'm with her. And
she's like, when are you back on Instagram?
I feel like I don't know what's happening when you run Instagram. I'm like, Mom, we're actually together.
Yeah. Like, ask me anything. We've been together.
Dad also will call me so at the end of, like, every day and recite to me or in the mornings, like the day before. He's like, oh, you did the I'm like, yeah, you watched my stories, Dad.
That's so funny.
My last point. When was the last time you cried?
Oh, we talked about this at
Cedar Lakes. Oh, you're right.
I get emotional when I'm on my period, for sure. Like, oh, I'll just
period.
I just got it today, which is like sisters. Hopefully I'm gone off by vacation. Not gonna happen. Today's Friday. I leave Sunday. Just got it yesterday.
Yeah, but our imaginary world, we're hoping you pull that for it, and you just tell yourself it's done, and then you bleed through
done.
Everything.
You're done. So when I get my period, I'll just like, I could cry at the drop of the hat. Like, I'll just be sitting on the couch and I'll just like randomly cry. And Tyler's like, what is going on? And I'm like, I have my period. But other than that, like not super often, but like, I guess like when I have my period, but like what else? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not really crying about.
Do you ever cry because you're so happy?
I have. Like sometimes. Not often. But I think that's also. You're in a phase of life where, like, of course, like,
agreed.
What am I? You know, what am I going to cry about?
Tyler, I love you so much.
Yeah, like, what? You
know, did you watch One Day?
No, I didn't, and I can't because everyone's crying so hard.
No, but I need you to because Mom did not cry, and I cannot comprehend it.
I already googled what happened at the end.
Oh my God!
I know.
Why would you do that?
Because everyone was talking about the last episode, and I was like, I know I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to. Physically cry and be left so sad. So I knew something bad happened. No, so I had to Google it. But that's not a happy ending, and I can't do that. Okay. I need a happy ending.
I want to read this book, A Little Life. Yeah, is that what it's called? I don't know.
Why did you put Maddie? Because she doesn't cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
I think I cry more now than I used to. Like, I used to never cry. Like, never. Not on my period. Cry. Never. But now I'm like a little bit more of a crier, okay. I guess.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you. Thanks for joining.
No, you just actually deleted all of our notes.
You know what? Yeah, I did delete them. I was just going to say, I want to give a shout out to our big sister, Maddie, because.
Shout out, Maddie.
Because right now she is caring for her. My children. Yeah,
she's watching her kids.
Texted me, do you want the blueberry or the strawberry oatmeal, in quotes? And then my toddler, I already did the strawberry, so let's do the blueberry. Because he eats three fucking mushes a morning.
I can't.
No, he's addicted. Addicted.
I already did the strawberry, so let's.
And like, we got
I love him so much.
No, I know. It's who, painful.
What two-year-old says that? Like, what?
We got a mush delivery. And I go, buddy, look. I'm like, look, you got a package. I was like, they sent it just for you because they know how much you love it. And he's like, oh my God. He like was obsessed with the boxes. He was so excited. And he was just pounding them, like pounding.
Oh my God. I can't with him.
I just want to follow him around all day.
Me too. I wish I could put a GoPro. Like I just I wish I could just like have, hear their thoughts on a constant stream.
Yeah. I just like want him right next to me. Just like
me too. In my pocket. All right. I love you.
Can't wait for you to have a third.
Bye.
Love you.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Freckled Foodie and Friends. I have so much fun recording the show. It is my favorite part of my job and truly is what lights me up. Your feedback and response to every episode is what keeps me going. And if this episode resonated with you, please feel free to DM me over on Instagram or share on your stories. If you are looking for a way to support the show, please rate and or review on whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. It means the world to me and it really helps the show grow. Please also make sure to hit subscribe so that you are up to date with new episodes coming at you every Wednesday morning. And of course, please be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cameron Oaks Rogers. I love you and I appreciate your support so much.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.